The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adred, Azile, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Bahet Kabel, Eshami Tukada Mizbeh Loktikvi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you and God keep you. I'm so happy to see so many of you today. Today we have a guest reader. Well, we have a guest reader. We have Madam Shalice. Yeah, Madam Shalice is here. And Madam Shalice is a gifted medium from the South. You know, she will answer all your questions, and she will be giving spirit readings. But, you know, Madam Shalice is a person which we have, you know, which we have tried to get and couldn't. We tried to get it off and on, but we couldn't. We just wasn't been able to get it. And now she's here as a guest this time. Yeah, that's right. But I'm not gonna hold any time. Let's start off with what? A commercial. Okay, you hold on. We'll be right back.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around Hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN and ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, we still have another message.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
And you know what? We have a guest reader, Madam Shalice. Yes, sir. Madam Shalice is our guest reader today. Now, she's a gifted medium from the South. Now, she will be reading. She will give all, you know, she'll answer all your questions, but she'll be giving spirit readings also. Okay? So now, I don't want anybody to shirk out on me. Okay? I don't want nobody to shirk out. I want you to give it just as you have. Okay? Well, now that's it. Okay, good. Goody, goody, goody. Now, the first person is from area code 917. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello. Hi, this
Hello.
Is Anna. Hello.
Uh-huh. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Good. Would you like a spirit reading today?
Yes. I would like to know what the guy that I like, how he wants to move forward in the relationship.
Okay. The first reading is the Ten of Clubs. The second card is the second card is the Jack of Diamonds. And the third card is the Six of Hearts. Well, that ten of clubs means the towers, and it's something for protection. Now, that Jack of Diamonds is the rider, and he's a sure sign of good news. Yeah, yes, he is. And the Six of Hearts is the house, and it denotes success in all ventures. Now, you want to know what he does, how does he feel with this? Well, I would say this. Right now, he has a feeling that he wants to protect himself, you know, that he wants to do all right. But all in all, there's good news. There's good news he has for you. You know, that it isn't anything bad. It's good. It's good news. And with you having success in all ventures, that means that he will give a successful conclusion to what you say, to what you want. All right? Now, how about you, Sister Shalice? You got anything?
Well,
hi.
Hi.
I'm just picking up that he likes it just the way it is right now.
He's not ready to make any changes. He's not ready to move in any different direction. For right now, he loves it just the way it is.
Okay. Yeah. What does that mean? Is he happy with me, or does he want to move on separate?
He is very happy just the way it is. He wants everything to stay the same. He doesn't want any changes in the relationships. He doesn't want any commitment given to him right now. He just likes it just the way it is.
Okay. So should I move on or stay?
Well, that depends on what you want. Do you want more from him than what you're getting right now, or are you satisfied with everything that you have?
Well, he made some mistakes, and he apologized for them. Is he willing to change those mistakes and move along, or is he going to just be by himself?
He wants you to stay with him, and he wants everything to stay the same. He doesn't want to progress any further in the relationship right now. He just wants He just wants it to stay the way it is right now.
Will he correct, will he repeat the same mistake again, or can he learn from his mistake? Like, he apologized, but is he learning from it, or is he going to repeat the same thing? Because if he's going to repeat the same thing, I have to leave.
Well, he feels like as long as you are going to accept his apologies for anything that he does, then he has no reason to do anything different.
Okay. So he can, the bad behavior, and not hurt me, or I have to move on, right?
Right. Exactly right. You need to tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
And show him that. Because he is the type of person, you have to show him what you mean.
Yeah, I did. I stepped away from him for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. And do you see us coming together and talking about these things in the near future?
Yes. I see him taking you seriously. It's going to give him about 3 months, and then he will be ready to sit down with you and talk about the relationship more.
Okay. And how should I say hi? Like, what kind of message should I send him, because I took a break and now I'm coming out of the break, and what's the best thing to say to text him? And
well, just let him know that you want to talk and that you have some issues that you want to discuss and that you are ready to put your foot down in the relationship, and let him know what it is that you want.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Papa C.
Okay. Well, that was good. That was real good. Well, I tell you what. Let's go to 313 now. Okay, hello. This is 313. Papa C here. Hello. Well, this is Papa C.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Hi, Papa Say. How are you doing? Hi, Madam Solise.
Hello.
I want a reading as after me, Antonio.
Okay. The first card is the Tray of Diamonds. And the next card is the Ace of Clubs. And the last card, the third card, is the Deuce of Spades. Well, now, that Three of Diamonds is a safe. It's a safe. Now, there's a thing about this safe. You know, and it's, I hate to say it, but it's at the closed side is towards you. Now, with the ace of clubs, which is the crossroads, you have the sun marching towards you. You are marching towards the sun. You're going in the right direction. With the deuce of spades, you have the star of success. And this, it means success in all enterprises. So with this, I would say that you are going the right place. You are going the right way. You have something ahead of you. Something ahead of you is very, is a sign of definite success, but you don't have any money. You don't have any money. Now, I don't know what it could be, but you have something ahead of you. You have something ahead of you, something great, something big. But it isn't money. That's all. It just is the money. Now, Madam Shalise?
Well, I am picking up that something was wanting to get in your way, but whatever it was, it turned all the way around. It just kind of rushed you a little bit, but it turned around. So I don't know what made it turn around. I keep seeing something about some salt. I don't know. I guess I don't know if there's some salt or something that is around you that makes them turn around. So whatever it was that you did, just keep doing it.
I sure will. Thank you. Here's Antonio.
Okay.
Hey, Papa Say. Hey, Madam Felice.
Hello.
Well, now the first card is the King of Hearts. The second card is the Tray of Spades. And the third card is the Six of Diamonds. Well, the King of Hearts is the hand joined in the hand. Now, it means financial success, but it does mean friendship will warm into love. So, looks like you're getting a girlfriend now. And with the Three of Spades, well, that is the pig. Now, that's the P. Now, that means phenomenal luck and great abundance and high honors obtained. Now, you will get that. You will have high honors obtained. High honors obtained. And the Six of Diamonds is the lion. The lion. It gives a sudden shock for a bad news. It's, you know, when he roars, it is. But that roar is something good, because that roar tells you that he is coming, okay? Now, you can have financial success, and you can have friendship more than love, but that pig is something phenomenal. Yeah, that pig is something good. You will have something big. You will have
money.
Something big, no matter what anybody says, you'll have something big. All right? Now, Madam Shalisa, okay. Has something to tell you.
Did you have a question for Papa?
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering, what can I do to draw the money to me faster, to draw in money?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Take a whole nutmeg. A whole nutmeg, and wrap it with a dollar bill. A whole nutmeg and wrap it with a dollar bill. And you know, after you put the dollar bill around it, you can put a rubber band around it, or a string, but a rubber band is better. And keep that with you. Keep that with you wherever you go. Yeah, keep that with you wherever you go, because that will help you. That will help you, and you will make money with that. You'll make a lot of money with that. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Madam Shalise?
Well, I am seeing a young lady that has a crush on you. And she is really, really fond of you. She hangs around quite a bit. She's wanting to get closer to you. That's all I see.
Oh, what about work? Is that stuff, that negativity at me from work is removed?
Are you asking me? You asking Papa?
Oh, anyone that...
Well, I don't see it all being gone. I still see some of it still there. Somebody's picking with you. Is that right?
Yes. I don't know why, but I'm just trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, I can see that they're picking with you. But, Papa, did you have anything to say about that?
All I can do is just say, you know, just when you leave the house, put some red pepper in your shoes. That's all. Put some red pepper in your shoes to leave the house. And that ought to stop it. You ought to be able to walk all over them. Put red pepper in your shoes. That ought to do it. That's all I can see.
And they're jealous of you for some reason.
Yeah, they jealous of me. They jealous of me. Yeah, just put the red pepper in your shoes. That's all I can see, but that's all I can say you can do. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Papa Say, Madison Lease.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another one. Okay, Scott, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say and Madam Cherise. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
My question is, do you see me reconciling with someone from the past?
Okay, the first card is the Eight of Clubs. The second card is the Eight of Hearts. And the third club is the third card, I'm sorry, is the Seven of Diamonds. Now, the Eight of Clubs is a snake. Now, the snake is means someone who has, some intelligence or something with it. Now, the Eight of Hearts is the cat, and he does flattery about you and talks good. You know, he talks good about you. And the Seven of Diamonds is the flames of the hearth, or the flames of the fireplace. Now, those flames kill off anything that is wrong, you know, anything. So the snake isn't nothing wrong in this one. He's something good. The snake will keep certain individuals away from you. Now, the cat will talk only certain people, you know, talk certain people away from you. But the flames of fire keep certain individuals from you. Now, with that, the individual you're talking about is definitely somebody who is definitely worried about you, who is definitely somebody who would want to see you and all that, but those flames keep everybody, all negative stuff away from you. All right? Now, Madam Cherise.
Well, I'm saying that he likes her a lot, but he's hesitant for some reason.
Uh-huh.
This person is hesitant. They're... It's as if they're scared to get into anything deeper than what they are already.
Do you see that changing?
It's going to be a while. Maybe it's 4 months, 5 months. If you keep working with him, it'll change faster, but I don't see it changing too fast, not anytime soon.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you both.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, people, I'm moving on up here. Moving on up. Okay, 573. You're on the air. This is Papa Say.
Yeah, hey, Papa. Thank you for taking my call. Greetings to you and your guests. I'd like to get a reading, sir.
Okay. The first card, Three of Hearts. The second card is the Six of Clubs. And the third card is the Six of Spades. Well, the Three of Hearts is the Sun. And it signifies the happiness and popularity. Now, the Six of Clubs is lightning. And lightning is just surprises. Now, it's funny here. You have the Sun, you have lightning. But now, here in the middle, you have the Six of Spades, which is the mice. And the mice, as you know, are thieves. They are small thieves. They could take a lot, but it'll take them a long time. But these mice just steal. They are continually stealing and continually gnawing, just continually do it. Now, what I see is that with the Sun, with the happiness and popularity that you have, you can, you know, really knock the mice out. And the lightning will do it. The lightning will do it. You know, they are, you know, it is so much a thing where they have to always be chewing, be gnawing. See, so the lightning will definitely kick them off a board. He will definitely be, and you don't have anything to worry about because it will move the people that aren't right, and it will bring what is yours there into fruition. Okay? Now,
all right,
now,
thank you.
Madam Shalise has something to say.
Well, I'm seeing some family concerns that are bothering you.
Right.
And the thing that I feel like you should do is just distance yourself from the situation. Just kind of stay out of it, and it'll settle itself.
Okay.
Yeah, it will. It will do that. But you should be okay in all of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It sounds good. Thank you. Thank you both.
All right. God bless
you. Awesome.
All right. Bye. God bless you.
Bye. You too. Thanks.
All right. Well, another one. 832. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Yes. Thank you guys for taking my call. I'd like to get a reading.
Okay. Is the Jack of Clubs of Spades. Ooh, I'm sorry. The Jack of Spades. The second card is the Four of Spades. And the third card is the Big Joker. Well, that Jack of Spades is the shepherd or the ancestor. And all he does, he just loves a strong life, intense love of life, and a strong fellow feeling. Now, the Four of Diamonds, the Four of Spades, is the eye, which means friends are looking at you. They're trying to figure out how are you going, which way are you going, what, you know, all of that, you know, because you have the Big Joker. Now, the Big Joker is a mysterious card because the Joker is a person that he makes all the greater things greater. And all the less things less. You know, so one thing you do have, and that is the ancestor. That is the shepherd. That is the person whom you should glorify and know now. You should try to get to know that ancestor as much as you possibly can. Now, I tell you, the ancestor is probably a man. It's probably a man, a father, a grandfather, someone like that, you know. And if you find him out, if you know who he is, I would give him a cigar. I give him a cigar and some type of drink. That's what I do. I give him some type of cigar and something to drink, because the ancestor is a good person. It's the person who needs certain things from this earth to get through. Now, the smoke of the cigar is one, and the alcohol is the other. The alcohol is the other. So if you try that, he will help you. Okay? Now, Madam Shalise will have something to say. Hold on.
Okay, well, I'm saying that your money is kind of funny right now, and that's bothering you a little bit. But by the end of summer, that will all turn around, and it'll be back on track for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bless you.
May God bless you also.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that's good. Well, we got a few more. We got a whole of them. We got a way much more, I should say. Ooh, Lord. Well, okay. Let's have 201. You on the air?
Hi, Papa Say. Can I get a reading?
Hello.
Hello, Mama Shalee. How are you? Madam Shalee, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll give you a reading. Hold on. The first card is the Deuce of Hearts. The second card is the King of Diamonds. And the third card is the Jack of Hearts. Now, the King... No. The Deuce of Hearts is the gentleman. Now, he's looking away. This gentleman is looking away from what's happening to you. Now, the King of Diamonds is the letter. The letter, and it has good news in it. You know, and one thing that it should have is unexpected good fortune. Unexpected good fortune. That letter tells you something which brings good fortune to you. Now, the Three of Hearts is the book, which is a secret. You have a secret which is for the better, which will come out. Now, all these cards together mean that your blessing is in the making. Some individual holds that. Now, that man would be one. That man would be one. He would give you, well, first of all, he'd tell you the secret, but he will give you the letter which is yours, and which, well, it is a blessing just to receive a letter, but this letter is exceptional. You will get a straight out blessing with it. Straight out a good blessing with it. And it will be one which will stick with you forever. Okay? Now, it's Madam Shalee.
Yes. Do you feel like you are more tired now than you've been in the past?
Yes, I do.
Well, I am noticing that your metabolism has really slowed down quite a bit, just all of a sudden. And I don't know if you still have your thyroid or not.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask your doctor the next time you go if he could check that for you, okay?
Yes, I have hypothyroid, and it goes stable, and so it did slow down significantly, and you know it's like a pendulum because sometimes it could go into hypo. So I certainly will check it out.
Okay, yeah, because I see something's not quite right. I don't know if it's your medicine or something else, but I see something's not right with it.
My thyroid. Yeah, it affects my vision at times, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll just have him to check on it a little bit more for you, okay?
Yes, thank you. Do you see anything regarding my children?
What is the age of your youngest daughter?
I don't have a daughter. My youngest son is, he just turned 18.
Do you have a niece?
Yes. Yes.
I see a small child around you that you need to watch. I don't know.
A little girl?
Uh-huh, it's a little girl. And just keep your eye on her.
Yeah, I have a tenant who has a little girl that just recently moved in. She seemed to be very, very busy. Sometimes
uh-huh.
They seem inattentive.
Right. Keep your eye on her. Keep your eye on her. So if I see something happening, just help them watch her. But as far as your children, I don't have any concerns. I don't see anything.
Well, my youngest one's been challenging me. And, you know, I definitely don't watch the little one because I'm kind of drawn to her. I can see where she's busy, and I can see where, you know, the parents are young and they're into just getting dressed and looking good. Our little girl's all over the place.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but
keep your eye.
My youngest is my distraction. I'm trying to set him straight. Papa, you know that because I spoke to you about him in the past. But back to you know, my health, definitely you're on point with that with my thyroid because I have been so very sluggish. And, you know, sometimes I have the energy and I'm fine. Next minute, it's like I'm just wiped out. I mean, nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
But Papa say you mentioned my about the man, the gentleman in the letter that's looking away. Is he a relative or is he someone that, you know, could he possibly be my father who's gone? Or is she someone that I'm dealing with now to take care of issues?
I can't say.
It could be several things that I'm, whether it's a letter pertaining to work or whether it's a letter pertaining to some issues that I have, you know, in the probate, you know, because those are the two main things right now I would be looking forward to.
Yeah, it's a letter in probate. It's from probate. That's the one you'll have.
It should be about time.
Huh?
Put it this way. My father's been gone 20 years. My mother's been gone 5 years. And in both situations, things were taken away from me that was mine.
Mm-hmm.
Just outright taken away and plundered and... I don't want that to happen anymore. I don't care if people say, oh, give up and let go and let God. I understand that, but I'm seeing wicked people prevail.
Yeah. Well, this letter seems like it's from probate. It's from probate. And, you know, just be attentive and watch it. Watch it when it comes. You know, just be looking for it. When it comes, keep it and watch it real good because, well, you know what probate is. That's certain money. But with it, that letter means a lot. It'll mean a lot to you and it's a lot for you, okay?
And I'll be blessed with it.
Okay, yeah. Use it right.
Papa. I will, because I honor my parents in life and in death. I don't know about everybody else, but I do. Okay?
All right.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Okay.
All Is there anything that I should do prior to going back to court?
No, all you have to do is wash your hands. Wash your hands with some cold water during the morning. When you wake up, wash your hands with cold water. Three times with cold water. That's all. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Wash your hands with cold water in the morning when you wake up. All right.
Okay,
God
thank
bless.
You, Papa. Thank you, Mom, Madam Celia. I keep wanting to say Mama Celia. Papa, Papa, or Madam Celia. I dreamed my mother this weekend, and I haven't been able to dream my mother. Do you think there's something significant with that?
Yeah. Yeah,
I had two dreams this weekend, one with my mother and one with my kids. And I have not been able to dream the way that I used to. But this weekend she came through to me, but she was laying in her casket, but she wasn't laying in the clothes that she was in when she was buried. It was like she was laying in a bed, you know, and she lifted her head up to say something.
Did she talk to you?
I can't remember what she said to me, but she lifted her head up to say something. I remember I wanted to lay her back down because, you know, she normally wouldn't just lift her head up, you know, and that would be uncomfortable. But I remember I was trying to make her comfortable, you know, and I was happy to see her.
Well, Madam Shalizi, do you see anything?
She's worried about you. And she's just trying to tell you that she just wants you to take better care of yourself. That's all.
I'm trying, but she knows what I'm dealing with down here. She knows how the attacks were. She know who tried to hurt me and my children, who was trying to just you know, she knows, she has to know, because I'm surprised at myself, because I could have been just as wicked back to people, but I refuse from being wicked. I'm just trying to protect myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she knows that even if I don't do anything, I still was being attacked. She has to know that. If not, none of this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. We got to go then, but you take it easy, okay?
Okay. Thank you,
okay,
Papa. Thank you, Madam Celine.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Good, darling. 704. This is Papa Say. Hello?
Hi, Papa Say. How are
you
all?
How are you? Fine.
I would like to get a reading about maybe my health and my relationship.
Okay, the first card is the ten of diamonds. The second card is the Queen of Spades. The third card is the Queen of Diamonds. Now the Ten of Spades is the sickle. And this is an instrument for reaping. It tells us that whatever we put out, we'll reap back. Now the ten of spades is the heart. Now it's a sign of love. Now it's a sign that somebody's looking at you. Somebody wants you. Somebody wants you real good, and he's longing for you. And the Queen of Clubs, the Queen of Diamonds is the children, and it's the children of friendly disposition, really gentleness, you know. So with all this, I see that you will have every now and then some type of physical problem, but it ain't gonna last. It ain't going to last. And you will have not a mental problem, but people will try to put certain things on you. They'll try to love you. And, you know, with that love, the children is one that you are very, very concerned about, because what the kids do will mean something. Okay? Now, Madam Shalice.
Well, as far as your health goes, I'm seeing something with your digestive system, your stomach, that you might want to get checked out. It seems like it's something easy to take care of, but, you know, the next time you go to the doctor, ask him about your stomach or your digestive system, okay?
Okay.
Do you see anything about the kids?
About the kids?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't have anything.
All right. Then
okay.
That's all we
got. Huh? Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, thank
You're
you. Bye bye. Okay. Well, I can't say nothing. Well, and 706 is Papa Say. Hello?
Hello, Papa Say. Madam Shalice.
Hello.
Time to get a reading.
Okay. The first card is the Five of Spades. And the second card is the Jack of Clubs. And the third card is the Nine of Clubs. Well, the Jack of Spades is the casket. It's the casket. And what it is saying is something is dead and ought to be buried. Now, the Jack of Clubs is the medal. And it means honor or recognition of labor, or it's a sure sign of business success. And the Nine of Clubs is the park, and it means that a new love is very near. Now, in the park, that new love can be anything. It could be something, or it might be someone, but it does mean that you have a new love showing up on you, you know. And the thing which should be buried, you know, I don't know what it is, but you know what it is, and that thing ought to be let go. You ought to let go of it. Now, the medal is honor that you are receiving a certain type of honor which you have, you know, live for and done for, you know. And that honor is one only certain people receive. Only certain people get it. So it's yours, you know. Now, all I can say is with that honor, try to live up to it. Try to live up to the person that the honor stands for. And then you will see great things happening. Now, Madam Shalice has something to say.
Well, I am seeing something that has been going on is over. It's cleared out. There's a clearing going on with some problems that you've had. And whatever it was, it won't be coming back.
Hallelujah.
Well, is that all right? If that's all right, then we've done. Okay, then God bless you. And God keep you.
God bless you all. You have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well. Here's 980. 980, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to get a reading.
Okay. The first card is the Nine of Hearts. The second card is the, Two of Clubs. And the third card is the Four of Hearts. Well, the Nine of Hearts is the ship. The ship, and it's a symbol of riches. Yeah, riches. Now, it means wealth by inheritance or trade. So the ship means nothing but wealth. Now, the Deuce of Clubs is the railroad. And the railroad means that a bunch of stuff will come at you in 1 minute, just at one time, a bunch of stuff, you know. And that, you know, like a train, it'll stop, but it'll stop just long enough for you to get your things and get out, okay. Now, the Four of Hearts is the fish. It's the fish, and it means money through stocks. Now, with the stocks, that is something you own. It is something you own. You see, so when I look at this, this is saying that you will have money. You will have money. You'll have money on all ends. You'll have money that will come by the sea. That's the ship. And you will have money which will come by the land. Now, that's the railroad. And you'll have money of your own accord, which is through the fish. Now, outside of that thing, it is so good, I cannot tell you anything better. I cannot tell you anything better. Now, Madam Shalice, you have anything?
Are you thinking about going back to school?
I did get a call. I got a call about them wanting me to go back, but I don't know if I'm going or not.
Well, I see you with a book open and an ink pen and a pad of paper next to you. So it looks like you're going to do some kind of look up something and do some research and probably go back to school. It looks like you're going to be taking a class of some sort or going back to further your education pretty soon.
Okay. I know I've been wanting to do some research to try to better my education as far as working with the spirits and doing my spiritual work. I mean, I would love to be able to, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a question. I just went and filled out to try to get my Social Security from the Social Security Administration. Do you see anything happening with that? Am I going to get the money? Or are they going to delay it and I'm going to have to go back and try to do it all over again?
Well, one time.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
One time they will delay it. Just one time. Then the next you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead and you'll get it.
Yeah, just appeal it, and you'll get it the second time around, but the first time you won't.
Okay, because I know I did it one time before and they delayed it. This is the second time.
Okay, well, you'll get it. You'll get
okay,
it.
Well, I need it.
You'll get it. It'll be yours.
Okay.
All right.
Anything in my love life headed this way or no?
Madam Shalice?
I don't really see anything too much. There's a little bit of interest, but not anything substantial. I don't see anything substantial or worthwhile.
Hopefully that's good too. I really appreciate it. God bless you. God bless you too, Papa Say.
All right.
Thank
God bless
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, okay, we have one more. 917, this is Papa Say. Hello. Here it comes. 917.
Hi, Madam.
Hello. How are
you? Uh-oh, hold on.
Okay, I'll give you a reading. The first card is the Four mm-hmm. of Clubs. The second card is the Five of Clubs. And the third card is the King of Clubs. Well, you have all clubs here. You have all clubs here, which means that this will happen now during the spring. Now, spring lasts only what, one more week? One more week, so this will happen. Now, that Four of Clubs is the key, which means success. You can open things with a key, you can close things with a key. But the key is success. Now, the Five of Clubs is the clover, which is a leaf, you know, of good things. It means good tidings. And, you know, all things that come from the clover are things that are good. That is all that comes from it. Now, the bear, you know, which is the King of Clubs, is the bear, which is the sign of successful speculation. Now, that means that anything you are thinking about, whatever it is, or if you have some, if you're gambling or something, if you paid the lottery, you know, that thing will be a success for you. That thing will be a success for you. So when I put that, when I look at this, this here tells me you have something good coming. You have something, you know, you have something which nobody can understand, but it is successful. And it is definitely a success. It is definitely a good news, and it is definitely the speculation is something good. Now, well, Madam Shalice ought to have something for you.
Well, I see you rushing and trying to thing done really fast, and you got a lot going on, and you're trying to do it all. So, I'm seeing that you need to take some time out for just yourself. Just get away, go someplace, or go do something good for yourself. Pamper yourself. Take time for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. God
bless you both.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. 316. You have something else. 316 is Papa Say. Hello?
Hey, great day, Papa Say.
Hello.
Hello?
All right. Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. We're here.
Papa, yeah, this is Josh Slam. I was calling in for a reading.
Okay. Okay, the first card is the Three of Clubs. The second card is the Ten of Spades. And the third card is the Queen of Clubs. The Three of Clubs is the tree. Now, that signifies, you know, the fulfillment of highest hopes and good health. Now, the Ten of Spades is a family is quarreling. Your family is mad. There's something they're mad about. They are quarreling about something, you know. But, you know, it could be some money. But if it isn't, they're having a fight roar. Well, you know, and with the Queen of Clubs, it is wine. It's a symbol of wine or cheerfulness and gaiety. So you will have the quarrel of family members, but all in all, there's cheerfulness and there's gaiety, and you have fulfillment of your highest hopes. Whatever they are, those hopes are yours, and they will be fulfilled. They will be, you know, something that you can look forward to. All right? Now, Madam Shalise?
All right.
I see, like Papa Say was saying, a family quarrel going on, but I see you as trying to be instrumental in being a peacemaker, trying to bring peace between the two parties that are arguing. I don't really see you being too successful. I see that they're going to listen to you, but it's something that's going to have to work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow, that's really interesting. do you see anything about, because I'm trying to finish school and I'm very nervous about all this stuff, you know, and, you know, I don't know. I'm just nervous about some things and stuff, and that's why I called in.
Well, as far as school goes, I see that it's very stressful for you, but just kind of take a break from it for a little bit, if you can.
Yeah, I feel that break that I needed so badly, but I am so close to graduating. And I'm just trying to really just, I really just want to just finish school up altogether so I can just begin to move forward whatever that is.
Well, stop trying to rush yourself and stop putting so much pressure on yourself. When you get ready to do anything related to your schoolwork, go to an environment that you're not used to studying in, a nice, quiet environment. If you can go outside to a park or go someplace that you don't usually go to study and see if that will help you more.
Okay. Sounds great. See anything on the love life for me?
No, I see there's a little bit of interest, maybe a date. I see you laughing and talking with a young lady, but I don't see anything beyond friendship myself. Papa, do you see anything?
I see a young lady. Well, she's trying to say that this baby is yours. Yeah, she's trying to say this baby is yours. But all in all, you should be all right. It'll be all right. Because, as far as I
okay.
feel, this is yours. Well, it ain't yours. It ain't yours.
It ain't mine. It ain't mine.
You know, it ain't yours.
That I do know.
She is saying the baby is yours. She is saying it. She sure is. She's sure saying that the baby is yours. But the baby ain't. You ain't. But you will be all right. You'll be all right. In 3 months, someone will come up. In 3 months, you ought to have someone new. All right?
Yeah. See, all of this stuff should kind of like wrap itself up in 3 months, you know. School, this move I want to make, trying to get out here and start a new career and stuff, you know. Yeah, because if everything goes well, I should graduate. It was going to be this summer, but I got to go back to school for 2 more classes that I didn't pass, so I should be finished early fall and
all
stuff.
Right.
And then I appreciate you.
Okay. God bless you.
I appreciate you. All right. Take care and have a safe one. Enjoy the rest of your
okay.
journey.
Bye-bye. Okay. Here we go, another one. 704, this is Papa. Say hello.
Hey, how are you? How you doing, Madam Shalise?
Hi.
All right, I would like a reading, please.
Okay. The first card is the Ace of Hearts. The second card is the Seven of Spades. And the third card is the Eight of Diamonds. Well, okay, the Ace of Hearts is the Fox. Now, the Fox is somebody that's smart, who's very smart, okay? And the seven of Spades is the clouds, the light clouds and the dark clouds. And now the dark clouds are the ones which you are facing. Now, the Eight of Diamonds is the broken glass. Now, that's a glass broken, but it is, well, how can I put it? It is crushed. It is crushed. It is broken glass, but it's not great big pieces, little bitty pieces. So what I see is you are the Fox. You are somebody who is smart enough to get rid of any problem. Now, even though dark clouds are towards you, you have the assurance of going ahead on, so the broken glass doesn't do anything to you. You know, you can make it anyway. Any way you try, you can make it. You know, so the broken glass does not hold anything for you. You will make it. Okay? Now, Madam, if you have anything to say.
Yeah, this is going to have to be my last one, Papa. I'm sorry. For me, I'm saying that you need to watch your eating habits. You've got some eating habits that are not healthy for you, but you're just doing it anyway because it's good to you. So just watch what you're eating, basically.
Okay. I have two questions.
All right.
I have two interviews tomorrow. I have two interviews tomorrow. I have two interviews tomorrow. Will I get one of the jobs?
Well, I'm saying that you'll get offered. You'll get an offer, but it won't be what you expect it to be.
Okay. And do you see love in my future?
I see a young man, but my advice to you would be to just be kind of cautious with him. You know, just be his friend for a little while. Just kind of be cautious with him and take it slow.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, everybody, we have to say goodbye to Madam Shalise. She's going.
Yeah.
But we thank her. We thank you, Madam
Shalise. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, which is all. And all we have to say is thank you, and we will be seeing you again. Real soon. Okay?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you for having me, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, well, well. Now, well, for me, I have to keep on going. I have to keep on going. 704, this is Papa Say. Hello? 704-9.
This is me. You already did
Hello?
Me. You already gave me my reading.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, well, we got another one. It is 240. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I would like a reading, please.
Okay. First card is the Five of Hearts. The second card is the Ace of Diamonds. And the third card is the Nine of Diamonds. Well, the Five of Hearts is the moon. It is the moon. It's a good omen, too. The moon is a good omen. The Ace of Hearts is the birds. Now, the birds are just chattering and making noise, you know, and talking all stuff because they are about, you know, misfortune. Yeah, the birds are talking about misfortune and a fierce enemy, you know. But all of that doesn't mean anything. You know why? Because the Nine of Diamonds is next. The heart, which signifies great joy, you know, you will have. So you have a good omen near you, a good fortune near you. Now, although the birds are talking a bunch of stuff, you will not have to worry about it because your heart will have joy in it, okay? You will have the up joy. You know, you will be happy and friendly and whatnot. But with the birds, I tell you to just be cautious. Just be cautious. You don't have to do anything with them, but be cautious. Make sure that what they say is not going to hurt you. No, no, no. Make sure that it will not hurt you. Okay? All right. Now, God bless you.
Do you see a job change for me this summer?
Yes, they will. Yes, you will. You will have a new job.
Okay,
yes, you
thank
will.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Lord, here we go. One more road to cross. All right, 407, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa C. What do you see for me? I'm waiting on things to happen.
Okay. I'll tell you what the cards say. The first card is the Queen of Hearts. The second card is the Four of Diamonds. And the third card is the Five of Diamonds. Oh, whoa, this is good. The Queen of Hearts is the ring, and it means an unerring indication of a rich and happy marriage. But that ring can also mean you will get a certain amount of love and a certain amount of, you know, friendship, certain things to make you better. Now, that Four of Diamonds is the dog, and it means true friends. It means true friends. You know, you have a true friend. You have a true friend which is trying to help you, which is trying to help you get out of whatever you're in. Now, the Five of Diamonds is the anchor, and it denotes a successful venture in business and love. So you have business and love to look at. Those things are successful, you know. And what it is, you have the ring and the dog. You have the ring and the dog. So you will have success in business and in love. No matter which way a person looks at, you will have success in business and you will have success in love. Now, God bless you.
All right. Thank you kindly.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well. We have done well. Well, wasn't Madam Shalise? Wasn't she all right? Ooh, yeah. Madam Shalise, well, you know, I took a little bit more time because she was supposed to go till 4 o'clock, but we took a little more time. But Madam Shalise was definitely good, wasn't she? Yes, sir. Well, let's hear a commercial.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
You know, there is one thing that I want to talk to you about. Yeah. And it is something which, you know, I guess it could help most of you. It could help most of you because most of you don't know what it means or something about it. But, you know, truthfully, every individual wants to know why doesn't spirits speak. They'll dream about them. They'll see them in their sleep. They'll do all that. But the spirit won't speak. He won't speak. He won't say anything. He'll look at them. He'll smile, but the spirit don't speak. Have you ever had that? You ever had that? You know, I have. And for a long time, it burdened me. It was, you know, I just could not see. I just couldn't understand. Why, how come these spirits weren't speaking to me? You know, and I'll tell you, I had to learn why. It is because, number one, you know, ain't no spirit got a voice box. A spirit can't talk. No, he can't talk like you and me can. You know, he don't have a voice box. So he is, you know, when you're talking about communication, you're talking about from spirit to spirit. Okay? But a spirit being cannot talk. He cannot talk the way you do. No, he can't. He cannot talk. He cannot talk. So you're trying to hear, and what is it? You can't hear it because he can't talk. That's why his mouth is shut. Now, when you see a spirit, really what you're looking at is a form that he has made for himself. Yeah, it's a body, a form that he has made for himself to make him what? More recognizable. So when you see him, you won't get upset. You won't be, you know, thrown off, hoggle, goo, doo, goo, doo. It won't be messed up. See, if you saw a spirit the way it naturally looks, okay, the way a spirit naturally looks, that spirit looks like what? Looks like a glowing orb of light. Yeah, It looks just like light. So when you see a spirit, you're seeing a body that he wants you to see. Now, a spirit can learn that. That's one of the first things they learn when they get over there, how to project themselves to be seen. But talking, no. No, no, no. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to make themselves known. And you know what? They can make themselves known, but it takes time. It takes time. Why? Because the spirit speaks spirit to spirit. Or as folks would say, in telepathy. You see, from your mind to their mind, from its mind to your mind. That is how a spirit communicates. And folks say, oh, no, Papa say, I'm looking at ghost adventures and on there I see, you know, them spirits talk, them spirits do. No, they don't. No, they don't. They talk through a device, through an electromagnetic device. Well, why is it they talk? It's because spirits are electromagnetic energy. Now, you wouldn't expect anybody to tell you that, but I'm telling it to you. A spirit is electromagnetic energy. And so that is why they can talk. Why? Because the device that they're talking to is electromagnetic energy. So you see, when a spirit speaks, he is not speaking on his own. Oh, no. He's speaking through what? Through electricity. Through electromagnetic energy. Now, there is only one thing that can speak. There is only one thing, well, two things. There is only one thing, and it says, and God said, let there be light. And God said, let the world divide the world. And God said, let there be man. And God, you know who did the talking? God did the talking. And who else does it? Who else does it? You and me, human beings. Human beings do the talking. So, human beings are definitely what? A step higher than a spirit. You better get it. A spirit is a step lower than a human being because a human being can speak. You can say things and they come into existence. A spirit cannot say any, speak anything into existence, but you can. You can. Now that's why hoodoos have always believed. You know, that man is greater than any spirit. That there is only one spirit greater than man, and that is G-O-D, God. And don't you think he can't do it. Because God is the only thing, the only spirit that speaks, that talks. Hello. He is the only spirit that talks. Angels can't talk. Demons can't talk. Now, I didn't say they couldn't communicate, but they don't talk. No, they don't talk. The only thing that can form words is God and the man. Now you understand something. That is why you can say certain things to a spirit and it has to do with it. That's right. You can speak to a spirit and that spirit has to do it or get out the way. When you say something, the spirit has to obey it. When you speak, the spirit has to obey it. Now, you can just think of it, you can get mad or whatever you want, but the spirit has to obey it. You have a mouth. You have a tongue. You can speak here in this world. Yeah? And in the next world. Can't no spirit or thing follow you into your body and do certain things to you? Why? Because you have the power of speech. He cannot take that. He cannot take that. You are the one. You are the one. So now, I'm telling you something about hoodoo now. Telling you something about him. Yeah, that's right. You know, people cannot say anything about a hoodoo. No, they can't. Because a hoodoo believes in God. And not only that, a hoodoo can do what God does. Yes, he can. A hoodoo can do what God does. Well, I got to go, and I have to tell you, you've been very great today and everything, and God can bless you, and God will bless you. This, until tomorrow, when we have, money readings at 7 o'clock, you remember that there is hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Good evening and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.